Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. You know, things continue to get back to normal. I love it. Spending time out in the community, I'm seeing mostly people who are being careful but living their lives again. A few people are wanting to continue wearing their masks even when they don't have to, and that's perfectly fine. And the office is getting back to normal. And like we talked about before we went on the air, you know, the office has been incredibly busy for all of us. I mean, we are the largest, I think, primary care group in the area, 10 providers, but we have been, thankfully, very, very busy. Thank you to all of my patients and all of the group's patients, because y'all are amazing, and people are still having to comply with all of the masking rules in the office, and nobody's really complaining about it. It's all running so very smoothly, and we are seeing life return to normal in business and outside of business, and I cannot tell you how very thankful I am for that. And you know, life returning to normal, got to try for the last couple of weeks, we talked about the Riverfront Nights. Mm-hmm. So went down there, and again, very pleasant return to fairly normal life. So thank you to Riverfront Nights. I think what the Friends of the Festival put that on too.
I think
if it's somebody else, and I apologize to you, but thank you, Friends of the Festival, for working on that. And I'm glad Riverbend is coming back. It'll be 2022, but at least, again, that is a step forward. Very happy to see all those things. And, you know, we see all the news about the Delta variant. I don't want to talk about that too much, but I'm more excited that all of the cases of COVID, new cases, are at an all-time low. That's what makes me happy.
And, you know, as you and I both discussed, not far away from a year and a half to 2 years ago, is the lifespan of a virus is not going to go up and down within 3 months. I mean, it's just as a track record of probably 2 years for it to do its own maxing out before it settles down to a less of a aggressive state. And that's certainly part of what's happening. I know, and again, all these opinions are those that we are individually expressing, not those of the Vital Health Radio or Memorial Hospital. But, you know, I read a lot of information across the board that certainly doesn't make headlines, but the story of Mexico was quite interesting. In December last year, the hospitals were filling up very similar to what India is experiencing. And they have a different decision-making protocol, so they basically got some people together who had some heavy-duty conversations as to what do we do about this. Well, they decided that they were going to give every single diagnosed patient ivermectin. And within 4 months, the hospitals are now at 25% capacity, because 100% of patients got four pills. And ivermectin is a very valid choice to make that's extremely safe. And why this country did not embrace it has multiple reasons, which we won't talk about.
Well, yes, and you're right, a lot of political reasons too, but we did embrace that. Most of us in our group, ivermectin, you know, certainly has been proven to work, but that, again, is my opinion, not CHI's opinion. As a whole, did the industry embrace ivermectin? No.
No.
And I had trouble understanding why. You look at the studies and you can see clinical benefit, but each of us as a provider had to make our own decision, and most of us did embrace it and prescribe it for our patients, both for treatment and prevention. And, you know, thankfully, we found our infection rates quite low and our recovery rate very, very high.
Absolutely. The free thinkers did do that, but we know that, you know, many patients had a hard time finding someone open enough to give them ivermectin.
And we cleared everybody's pinworms up, too. I mean, it's a twofold increase.
That drug's been around for, 40 years? And
you can treat so much. I mean, we did a lot of research. There's so many things you can treat with ivermectin. It's that you didn't know.
Yeah, and but the other side of that is frustrating because it should have been more easily available and more accepted as far as open-mindedness. And there was a big campaign against ivermectin that it's not going to work, it's worthless, it's this, it's that. But the thing is, I always think of risk against benefit, even with nutritional supplements. If the risk is low and the benefit is high, I'm willing for myself and even with advice to tell people that.
Well, that sounds a lot like what we said individually. The potential risk is very low, but your potential benefit outweighs that.
Yes, yes.
Enormously.
And some of the other options certainly did not have that risk-benefit ratio. I know that there are a little bit of evidence that sometimes the vaccine is re-emerging latent viruses such as Bell's palsy and also vasculitis. Those are some of the issues at hand. Now, keep in mind, people, you're not going to see much about negative content on the vaccine pretty much anywhere in traditional media, because there's certainly a campaign to not to kind of censor. And again, I have no anger to this, but I have been supposedly banned from the rest of my life on social media, from Facebook and Instagram, not from posting, but from doing what we call boosting, because boosting is how I get it out to the world. If I don't have the ability to pay to boost a post, then it's going to go to a very small select group. And so they have cut me off, and they did tell me that a month ago that I was banned for life. Why is that? It's because I posted exactly what I just spoke about. These kind of things, they will not allow. We are being censored.
Well, I don't know if it's true, but I saw in the news they were rethinking that policy.
Yes.
And because now a lot of truth is coming out, mm-hmm. which showed that people like you were right all along.
Yes. And, you know, I don't think, posted my opinions. I was reposting other people who I respect's opinions. And that is beyond me, that my reposting would cause me to be banned for life across three venues. I can't post on or boost on Holistic Navigator, which is my podcast. I cannot boost on ED Wave, which ED Wave, this is what's ridiculous. You and I have interviewed Dr. Cohn on ED Wave. It's a treatment for erectile dysfunction at Hickson Urology. It's very, very safe. It's very effective, and it does not require drugs. So if you want to learn about that, I did repost that on our Facebook on Vital Health Radio, but they won't even let me boost anything on ED Wave.
Now, that's
yes,
odd.
Because my name is attached to it.
Oh, okay. So they just don't like you.
They just don't like me.
You might want to send Mr. Zuckerberg a gift. Maybe it would work.
Well, again, I think you may be right. I think things may soften with time, and I'm going to continue to pursue that. But there's no appeal process. It's one of the only places in the world that money, influence, appeals, complaints, nothing can get you to second base, because once they've knocked you out, you're out.
That's true. Well, they do have an agenda.
And they do. Yeah, and it's not common sense. It just isn't. You know, my daughter, I talk to her a lot, Katie, and you know, she is very passionate about health as I am. And she watched a documentary she was speaking about on, I won't say the brainwashing of social media, but kind of what that is. And I don't remember the name, but I found it so interesting because it made such sense. She said that, you know, the algorithms of social media is they're going to keep feeding you what you've been watching. And so, of course, early in the pandemic, she was looking at all the social media about the propaganda, about nutritional interventions, about what we can do to be relatively safe from it. So she kept getting all these feeds about that downplayed the significance of COVID. Well, her friend, who is her best friend, well, obviously she watched the opposite side because she was looking at the deaths and all the disaster. They never could come together because they weren't sharing the same information. Katie was a little bit leaning too far to, this is not that big of a deal. Her friend Sorrell was leaning too far into every other person's dying. Because Sorrell couldn't see what Katie was seeing. Katie couldn't see what Sorrell was seeing because it was all being fed by algorithms. Well, you know, if you keep getting told that your belief system is sound and accurate, and you keep getting pounded by that, you're going to become more ingrained into that philosophy. And that's what's happened in this country a lot, is because the social media algorithms. And unless you start searching for the opposite side, it will not come to you, including like my sister's, the on the opposite side, and she had no idea that there was even a side effect to the vaccine, or that there was nutrient interventions, or because she didn't get on that algorithm of social media.
Well, you have a point. They don't talk about the potential side effects or dangers of a vaccine, do they?
No, they sure don't. Real quickly, before we end, I know before the first segment's over, I went to eat at a place that I have not eaten in years and years. It's in Cleveland, Tennessee. It used to be called the Bald Headed Bistro, and is now called True. The chef who I think was there purchased the restaurant. It is on the higher end. It's a special night type of place. So impressed with their quality. Let me tell you, they local source at least 50% of all the foods that they have. All my picky questions about is the salmon farm raised or wild caught, everything was exactly as I would dream it to be. And service was impeccable, had the good quality tequila, blank, blank, blank. So anyone who's wants a fine dining, True in Cleveland is it. Have you been there before?
No, I remember the Bald Headed Bistro name. I always thought that was a great name. So I'll put in a plug for Mezcla. I know we don't want to talk about food too much, but still, great place right on the corner of Market Street and North Shore. But their food is superb. Haven't had anything there that I didn't like, that we didn't like. We've gone numerous times. Fantastic atmosphere as well, so people should try it out.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing with Rhonda about job opportunities in the healthcare field. And there's no doubt that it's a needed service. It's a service that can serve not only the person itself, but the people that they serve as far as the public. And what a wonderful way to live a life, a life of service. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And, you know, I've made an entire career, and so has Dr. Green, with hopefully and potentially, I think we have helped many people along their path to health. And there's something greatly rewarding for me when someone leaves, I guess, my presence or the presence of my establishment in a better place than when they came in. And today I want to talk with a great guest here, Rhonda Hatfield, about some job opportunities within the healthcare industry. And welcome to Vital Health Radio, Rhonda.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
I'm sure that it's always been plenty of opportunities, but with the kind of odd turnaround of healthcare in the world and COVID and this and that. What's it doing for people? Is it giving more opportunity, or, and then we can talk about what those opportunities are?
Absolutely. You know, you're right. The landscape of healthcare in the last 12 to 18 months has really changed. Some folks are attracted to it. I've actually heard a conversation about post 9/11. There was an influx of police and firefighters about just being, you know, first responders and rescue. And so the pandemic has really changed the calling and the attitude for healthcare professionals, not just nurses. So it challenged the, you know, the best of physicians and those on the front line, and we value those essential workers. But it's also, you know, there was a retirement wave coming, and it also stressed us. So the workforce, there were some that said, you know, I was probably going to retire in the next year or so, and either health reasons or family reasons, it really pulled folks back home. And sometimes it also moved folks home. So we have a lot of college students that would start with us in healthcare and stay in the Chattanooga region. And we did see, you know, the 20 and 30 year olds move back to maybe where they're from, closer to parents and grandparents, because the health needs of their family also called to them. So it's really just movement of the landscape of healthcare professionals in our region.
So are we going to be talking about people who are already semi in the healthcare industry, or are we going to have opportunities for people who literally are ready to start this process?
I believe we can talk about both.
Good.
So, you know, we have opportunities of nursing, in surgery, surgical first assist, echo techs, monitor techs. So really, anyone that wants to get into healthcare, there's an entry level position, even if you're not already licensed. Our hospitals have always supported tuition. We've supported flexible schedules to go to school. But we're also partnering with our universities and our training programs. So, you know, all of our major nursing programs, even our Chattanooga State technical programs, medical assistance programs, because we have a position that if someone was interested in finding out what it's like to get involved with just caring for people, we have those opportunities.
I love that, and I think you used the word earlier, calling, and there's no doubt there's a big calling sometimes for needs that we weren't really thinking as much about until some crisis hits, and with the and again with military and wars, and I mean it's obviously even with history, you know, I remember being in a not quite old enough to go to Vietnam, but I wasn't far away from it, and you know I. Back then, I had the calling. I would have done it in a New York second, but I was about 2 years too young, and then they didn't need me at that other point. So I became a policeman. I had a calling for that because I wanted to serve people and such. Now, do people have to have already a four-year degree, or are there some entry levels that you don't?
Oh, no. We have opportunities to enter with a GED or a high school diploma. We actually work with high school programs in Walker County, Brainerd Explorers, and also Hicks and Future Ready, where we take high school students who are training in their HOSHA programs and they come to work for the hospital. So anyone, and we have transport positions that you don't have to be a healthcare worker. Well, you can start in transport and work your way through for through unit secretary until you get enrolled in the program. And then our tuition reimbursement will assist you through college if you decide to go.
Well, regardless of the level of education, if someone wanted to see what opportunities they did have, how do they find out?
So memorial.org, and then you click on careers, which is in the banner, and then it's a pretty large web page. So we do tell people don't get real specific with the job. So search the Chattanooga area and just put in nurse or tech or surgery, and all the jobs pop up. If you make your search real specific, then it gets real specific on what it's looking for. So it might be a smart tool. We tell them to keep their options broad.
Okay.
Is there a significant crisis in lack of labor at this moment, like it is in some industries?
It is. You said a calling, and healthcare is hard. So I've been at Memorial for 25 years now, and I'm actually a product of Memorial's educational program. So I started as a nurse's aide, and now I'm chief nurse. So it assisted me through my master's program, and I'm actually working on my doctoral degree from Trevecca University. So you can work your way through the ranks, but really those entry-level positions are challenging right now. We have the same challenge in our cafeteria that you see in the restaurant industry, because it's still food services. Mm-hmm. So much like positions are facing the same challenges. EVS employees You know, the hospital runs 24/7. And I think that's the hardest challenge we're seeing, is it was wonderful to have people available and healthcare available every hour of the day for 365 days during our pandemic, but it also took its toll. So people are tired. We don't see overtime up. 10 years ago, you would see people that worked a lot of overtime. Mm-hmm. We really see people taking it to heart to take care of themselves. So part-time and full-time work, but you see some people that love the overtime, but you really see a better work-life balance. So we do have positions available just because not as many people are picking up the shifts. And we did have people exit the industry. Mm-hmm. We had folks that said, okay, I'm tired. And I'm going to have to step away.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a practical sense, what is the, you know, as people are getting older, I mean, is there a certain, I know not legally there's not a cutoff, but I mean, there's opportunities for 40s and 50-year-olds in this?
And beyond, absolutely. Oh, really?
63-year-olds?
I hope so. I'm in that 40 to 50-year-old range, and I hope I'm sticking around. We have employees from 16 to 70.
Okay.
I mean, all ages, and we have something that works for whatever their mental or physical demands are. We can usually find something, unless back in healthcare, your physical shoulders and back are wear on you. So the jobs are less and less sedentary if someone can't lift. But we have answering services, and we have call lines, and so we can work with most individuals unless there's an extreme limitation.
Well, that's lovely. And, you know, I think people are, if they're heart served or heart driven for this, what a great way to spend some years of your life, mm-hmm. because it is serving other people. I know, at least in my industry, which is, it's outside the box. I mean, there's no doubt I don't work in what I call traditional modality. And I have probably a nurse every month, at least, or another part of the healthcare industry who wants to get involved in more nutritional intervention. And there's not really a good path for this, because this is an odd system where you really don't go to a school to learn what I call integrative or functional or holistic nutrition. And so there's a lot of more challenges in regard to my path. And mine came about, you know, there was zero teachings in 1970 when I first started doing this. But what an awesome system we now have, because it's obviously very efficient to help people to learn and to become in an occupation that they could spend their life with, their whole career. And so what is, like, if someone's listening right now and they're, you know, whether they have a high school degree or they have a four-year degree, what is the first step? You said it already once, but tell it again.
Absolutely. So you go to our webpage at memorial.org. And you click on careers, which is in the banner and also at the bottom of the page. And then from there, you can search jobs, or there is a generic email that just says joinus@memorial.org. So if you just have questions and you want to reach out to our HR department, that would be the easiest way, just to ask mm-hmm. questions of, do you have a job for me? So one of our recruiters would call you back, again, emailing at joinus@memorial.org. Or you can call 495-2525, which is our hospital line, mm-hmm. and the operators would transfer you to human resources, to a recruiter.
And so your story, you started, what age were you when you began?
I came to Chattanooga as a Mock, so there's my plug, go Mocks. And when I got in the nursing program, I was playing college sports, mm-hmm. and I was carrying 21 hours. And I couldn't travel on a college scholarship, and I couldn't make nursing clinical. So it was time. It was time for me to take on my career. So I went to Memorial as a nurse's aide, and gosh, you put me on the spot. Was I 19? I think I was 19. 20.
Wow.
19 or 20. Yes. So I've been there 25 years now. So there, somebody can do some math.
But I was going to say just 5 years ago.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's cool. And you don't have any regrets. It was a great choice.
I have zero regrets.
Okay.
This is where I'm going to really put a plug in about the culture of CHI Memorial. I will not sit here and tell you the work is easy. Mm-hmm. The work is hard work, and the hours are long. But is the most, I did an interview once, I think, when I first stepped into chief nurse, about the calling of nursing. And we were talking about the last time I was here to talk about our residency. But you have to get out of bed every day and put your feet on the floor wanting to do this. Mm. Now, that part is just internal to the compass of the individual. But if you love taking care of people, the culture at Memorial is just a wonderful place to be.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, I've learned so much in the several years here with Dr. Green about Memorial. It just seems to be an amazingly efficient and wonderful organization to help people of all levels, the patients and the employees. Nothing's perfect. There's always going to be some issues, but I've become a huge fan of Memorial because of all the conversations we've had here on Vital Health Radio.
Well, thank you, Ed.
You're very welcome. Thank you for all the information you've given me. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health and some cool things that I've been involved with, one of which is that I mentioned last week, the emotion code. I'm seeing a practitioner on this. It has to do with emotions and how they deal with chronic pain. I've got my own little story on that, and I've been to one session. I'll be doing more as the weeks come on, and some of my other nutty things. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and got several things I wanted to kind of bring up. You know, last week we had an interview with a gentleman who, his name has escaped me, but he worked for the company called Utsi, and I love the company. They actually make a professional line for like physicians and things who are doing the integrative. But we talked about allergies, and we spoke about a product called Alertica, which we sell at Nutrition World. And I said to him when he left, I said, I want Dr. Green to have a bottle. Well, yesterday Ooh. In the mail, I got you a big bottle of 120 pills. It contains stinging nettles, quercetin dihydrate, rutin, rosemary leaf extract, hesperidin, and N-acetylcysteine. And I want to say real quick, N-acetylcysteine is something that may be banned soon by the FDA. It's nothing but a nutrient, but they want to make it prescription. So I encourage you to come in and get you a couple bottles at Nutrition World. Amazon no longer sells it. So here's your bottle.
Well, thank you.
Two capsules twice a day, and within 2 to 3 days, allergies are being reduced in most people.
Well, I and my wife both thank you. We're going to both try this because we spend so much time outdoors. I mean, that's a good thing, living in North Shore. We're out there walking around all the time. The walking bridge, I think we talked about the fact we just discovered looks like blackberries on a tree nearby. So we're eating those all the time. I mean, there's so much stuff out there to do. So we're always out there, you know, running, walking, biking, and sneezing our heads off was the point of that. And, you know, neither one of us like to take medication, so we simply avoid the antihistamine. So now, do you know if this has decongestant effect as well?
It does not. What it's doing is helping to block the production of histamine rather than trying...
More antihistamine.
Right.
And by the way, if you're down in North Shore, there are mulberry trees. Have you ever tried one?
Uh-uh.
All right. So I saw somebody eating that, and I was like, oh, looks like blackberries. They do look like little skinny blackberries, and they have no seeds. Very messy, by the way. Birds love them. But they have those all over North Shore, and they're very safe to eat.
Really?
Yeah,
and
you have to go try some.
But they're black. No, they're not red.
Well, the unripe ones are red, but it looks just like a blackberry, but a little longer and skinnier. But with no seeds, they actually taste better and a little sweeter. So don't eat all of my mulberries, though, because we're going to go back down there and try some of that. So Allertica, A-L-L-U-R-T-I-C-A. So thank you to Utsi.
Yes, yes. Did you used to eat honeysuckles when you were growing up?
Oh, absolutely. We used to go out and get muscadines, persimmons, find blackberries, blueberries, anything we could do as we're hiking and exploring.
Those were the days.
Oh, yeah. Those were good times, and we did a lot of that as kids. And, of course, I grew up on motorcycles, too, so we would cover a lot of ground. So, of course, I'm still jealous of you that you still get to ride, but I am banned from riding, just like you're banned from Facebook. So, yeah. Yeah, it's a shame. It really does hurt me.
Well, I did ride about 2 weeks ago, Memorial Day, and I don't say much about it, but I've been having off and on hip issues due to partially stress and the gym workouts and this and that. There's no serious injury, but the motorcycle tore me up, man. I'm telling you.
Well, let me borrow it from you for a while.
No.
I was so close, people. So close.
But I'm actually, that's a good segue into what I want to talk about just a second. Some of my, of course, it's easy to talk about yourself, and that's what I'm doing. But I have been dealing with this off and on hip thing for 7 months, and I am completely convinced that sometimes the inability of the body to heal is actually based a lot in emotions. Because what happens, Dr. John Sarno, one of my heroes of my life, he spent his practice, entire practice, seeing patients on this premise. And he came to the conclusion that often the subconscious uses physical discomfort to prevent us from actually looking at something more painful, which is emotional rage, emotional trauma, sadness, anger, all the things that we are going to experience living a human life. And that, if I'm thinking about my hip hurting, I'm not going to deal with the sadness of yesterday or of previous years of my life.
So like a physical distraction from an emotional pain.
Right. And it uses it. And that's one reason people who have pain that keeps moving around, that can be one of the signs. And then secondly is the fact that it won't heal. It doesn't want to heal because it's a cover up for something far more painful. Well, we all have our basket of those pains, and including myself. So there's a book called The Emotion Code, and I actually posted it on my personal Facebook this morning because I couldn't seem to get it on Vital Health Radio at the moment I did it. And it explains in 5 minutes this Emotion Code book. Well, we found a practitioner in Cleveland, and I've been very, very pleased with the one session I had with her. I'm going back again in two more days, but it kind of unravels this locked up pattern of emotion / pain, and I will keep you updated on that. And also, secondly, in our wellness corner is a most amazing physical therapist. Her name is Mary Stoker, and she's also a Pilates expert, and she has combined some philosophies of the old school Pilates. This was a gentleman, has a great history. I think in about 1930 he actually came up with some theories on how to work the core of the body in order to relieve pain. And he used old hospital beds and springs, and he put together this weird equipment. One is called a reformer. And if you're with a Pilates expert, I've been in the gym 50 plus years. Never have I had a challenge that it required to do a Pilates workout.
Because the reformer
looks like a
product.
It's a design of a type of exercise equipment, but you have to have almost a trainer in order to do it because it's kind of complex.
Well, it sounds more like a piece of torture equipment
it
from
is,
the Inquisition.
And that's what it looks like. If you Google it right now on your phone, look up reformer and look at the photo of it. It is the oddest piece of equipment on earth. But what it does is it works some of the internal structures that you cannot work alone in a gym or doing anything. And some of these weaknesses internally is what's creating some of the imbalances externally.
Well, you were talking about that pain. I still remember when my son was young, he had a back fracture. Mm-hmm. But with a broken L5, the biggest thing they did is core strength.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't back strengthening, it was core.
Mm.
And that still serves him, you know, all these years later, 15 to 20 years later.
Yep. Yeah, that's a key to aging the best we can and gracefully is working on the core. And it's not, you know, often many people have back pain because the front part, the abdominal area, is just too weak. And it's creating a part of it's pulling too hard on one end and the other part's not able to balance it. And that's not the case with me. Mine was actually over-exercise was one of the reasons it happened. I certainly have good core strength. So I'll keep you updated on the emotion code. And again, very interesting theory. And we'll see how the weeks progress. So far, so good. I'm very pleased with that.
Well, and it's important you talk about, you know, the emotions right there. We keep talking for the last year, the whole pandemic, about the fear in the country and how, you know, it's not just a distraction, I think, but, you know, fear and anxiety and emotions actually cause physical illness sometimes, not just mental, but, you know, people get very real physical ailments mm-hmm. from the stress they're going through.
How many people have you seen over your career who's had a disaster in their life, like their spouse dying, and or the spouse helping the partner through even years of very difficult health challenges, and they seem to do quite well until that other partner passes, and then they basically fall apart and sometimes die?
I cannot count how many times that's happened.
Really?
And they literally give up the will to live, and within 6 months, they're reunited with their spouse.
Mm.
I mean, in a way, it's beautiful because they love them so much, but it's also just horribly distressing. So we see that daily. Well, I would say, let's say yearly, because that would be an overestimation, but it breaks my heart. And if that ever happens, I watch the spouse extra close.
Good for you.
Well, but you can't stop somebody from just giving up their will to live. You can't create that in another person.
There's no medication to stop that.
No.
It certainly isn't. I found an interesting article, and this is way off the subject of anything, but I posted it on Vital Health Radio about human composting funerals. And it's a whole system now. There's legal in 3 states. And if you want to pursue the idea of, you know, helping the earth and recycling everything, including our own ashes, this is not a cremation. So you're actually composting the human, and then you can... The whole theory was the people who are into this would be planting that in the ground or dispersing it and then grow things on top of it. So we grow things, you know, like a tree, not something you would eat probably, but like a tree that would last 50 years, perhaps you would use, you know, pops composting. Don't know how it works. Anyone interested? I'm not super interested at this moment, but I did post it on Vital Health Radio's Facebook just the other day.
Certainly a unique idea.
Totally.
I can't say that I'm terribly interested in it myself.
Yeah, that's going to have to evolve with a lot of years. I don't think it's going to be popular anytime soon.
No.
My dad was in the funeral business his whole career, and he would be turning over in his grave to even think about that one. The IV therapy, I want to make sure I mention, I'm a huge fan of that. Down at Partners in Care is one place that does it. Several places are doing it now. And if you go visit big cities, and especially like, I remember in Las Vegas, even 10 years ago, they were doing it for hangovers and fatigue and immune system. Well, we do it at Nutrition World now on the first Monday of every month. And we help people to go to the Partners in Care to do it. So people who are really worn down, they've been through maybe some health things, some infections, but they're over that, but they just can't get their energy back. I go down and do it every so often. In fact, I may do it this next week using something called glutathione. It helps detox the body from chemicals, and that's pretty important. And I did also see that was really interesting. I should know this, but suntan lotions are so freaking full of bad chemicals. In fact, when I read the factual studies on this, the last time this country has instituted new laws that regulate the cosmetic industry to any degree was 1930. That was the last time that they actually changed any of the restrictions on chemicals. Well, the suntan lotions is one of the worst arsenals for chemicals that you can possibly buy. And they tested 294 suntan lotions. 78 had dangerous levels of benzene. Benzene is something that in tiny amounts is not going to hurt us, but the problem is it builds up. So Nutrition World does offer all the suntan lotions that do not have these chemicals. And yes, they are not as easy to use.
Are any of the major brands safer than the others, like the Hawaiian Tropics and all those?
Well, we don't. To find that out, you go to EWG app. You just download an EWG app, and then you can scan the barcode, and you can see which ones are lesser and which ones are greater. And that's a good point, because none of us are going to live in a cave. We don't. Trying to strive for perfection will result in being crazy, because it just can't happen. And so EWG's app, and I think that's also called Think Dirty. Those two apps are the ones that you can research and find those lotions. And I agree with you, because there are times I'm just not going to rub on Nutrition World suntan lotion because it's thick. It's made from zinc oxide. And you know what zinc oxide is, kind of whitish, mm-hmm. and it's thick. But it's the only protection that has chemical-free protection. But sometimes I'm just going to grab the spray, and I want to see the spray that's the least harmful.
Exactly. They're so much easier. You got to give them that.
So much easier. So much easier. I mean, I have, you know, I'm be honest all the time. I have all these tattoos. Well, I don't want to get them faded if I'm going to go out in the sun. So I just take the little spray and just do one little spray on each tattoo. I have 17, but none of them are really super huge. So I don't use zinc oxide on them because it just discolors everything for a period of time. Makes you look sickly or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, I've covered things pretty well, I think, overall. One last thing. Well, there's a Dr. Hayworth who's been on all the national TV shows years ago. She invented a at-home unit for posture. And what it is you purchase this thing and you lie down on it for 25 minutes once a day. And she's been coming to the store off and on for about 5 years. And she comes from Chicago. She's going to be back on June 28th. And we do a demonstration where we actually measure your height. And then we have you lay on this called a Caecilia, with a K, Caecilia. And then we measure your height afterwards. It's absolutely breathtaking to see that you are 1/2 inch taller without effort. You're not trying to stretch to the ceiling because of the way this little machine uses gravity to pull the structure of the body back into alignment. And she's going to be offering free demonstrations on June 28th. You do need to book an appointment. It is free. But if you will, you can go to Nutrition World's Facebook and or website, and we can book an appointment, or you can call us.
And posture is incredibly important when it comes to a lot of areas of pain, not just back and neck, but the rest of the body too. How much is a Caecilia?
I think it's about $299. Okay. But it's, you know, lasts the rest of your life if you buy one.
So not awful, but not cheap.
Yeah, but you know, as I'm learning too, the structure is. You know, just like a front end alignment of a car, you're going to wear your tires out if they're not aligned. And I know you see that every day.
Yeah, I'm going to look into that one.
Well, it is time to take another break. When we come back, we will be having, as we always enjoy, Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and everyone looks forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
And once again, I thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you once again by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you want to learn more, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their app for iPhone or Android. Let's begin today with a couple of verses. First, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." And in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." Now, we recognize that life often consists of a series of highs and lows, times of enjoyment and promise, mixed with seasons of challenge and doubt. And we've had a lot of that this last year. Life is not a steady climb to the top, but rather a sometimes difficult journey consisting of both hills and valleys. All of us go through life's ups and downs. We all do. As Christ followers, though, we have an incredible promise from God that we never have to face those valleys of life alone. As we read earlier, God will never leave you or forsake you. The truth is that we need the presence of God in our lives during both seasons of challenge as well as during times of success. Knowing that God is with us, we can face each challenge in life as a stepping stone towards success rather than as a decline towards despair. Our faith gives us hope in life. There is no situation in life in which God cannot meet us and provide the strength, love, and hope to help us stand up in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. God is always faithful and is always with us. We are called to lives of hope, love, and purpose. So live your life fiercely with determination and courage. You are never, ever alone. Let's close with a nice positive word from Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you as always, my friend. And I want to talk just a second about a great podcast that I did last week on The Holistic Navigator. It was with a Dr. Pavey. She's out of Florida. And it was on balancing brain chemistry. And we now have a test available to check your brain neurotransmitters.
Now, how in the world does it do that?
It actually does it because, as we all can imagine, we can't stick a needle into a brain mm-hmm. and pull out the fluids and then check it. It has to do with it can't check it directly. It checks it indirectly through the byproducts of production and excretion. And so this test has been around about I know for 4 years because I checked my daughter, Katie, about 3 or 4 years ago. And it was quite interesting because I don't recall the details, but she was very normal on everything but one single brain neurotransmitter, and then nutritionally supported that, and it made a significant difference in her sense of well-being. Well, I'm going to do it myself, as I'm always the self-appointed guinea pig. But if you want to listen to the whole information about this, Dr. Pavey on The Holistic Navigator is my latest post. And I was just really, really impressed, and I learned several things I had no knowledge about. The test, there's two tests. There's a standard and a very comprehensive. I'm probably just going to do the standard. It checks all of the serotonins and
norepinephrine, dopamine,
yes,
all that.
Yes, all the normal ones. The comprehensive test things that, and I'm pretty darn well read, that I really don't have a clue about. And you can consult with the company doing the testing if you want, but it's very self-explanatory. We certainly did not need to do that with Katie. So, again...
Well, that is fascinating.
It is, and it's needed. I mean, there's no doubt. There's so much guesswork in revolving around our own brain chemicals, and especially people like you that are assisting others who are having issues with that.
Well, that's how all of our medications work that are really good for depression or anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a euphemism. Chemical imbalance is real.
Yep, that's for sure. And it's certainly obvious when you get this test, because I've looked at one other person who got it, and it was... quite obvious that it was not in the ideal range, I guess we would say.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd be game for that one.
Well,
it couldn't hurt you. It might help you.
That's right. I mean, you know, when accurate information can never hurt. And that's something that sometimes I'm not always willing to do myself. I sometimes make a lot of, maybe waste some time just guessing, but I'm pretty good at guessing. But then other times I need to have an X-ray. I mean, it's just the way it is. And, I certainly did that, as I told you earlier, mm-hmm. Dr. Green, on my hip, and it was informative. And then that's leading me into more options as to how I'm going to get completely back to my superstar status. I'm superstar from the belt up, and I'm struggling from the belt down as far as exercise anyway. But that's all right. There is hope for Edward Jones, I do believe.
There is always hope.
Well, as long as I surround myself with great people of insight and wisdom as yourself and the people that I certainly trust, this body will always have the ability to regain its stamina and structure until it can't. And that's going to be far down the road for me. That's certainly not at this chapter of my life.
I firmly believe that.
All right, my friend. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group, and thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.